What were your interactions like with the team throughout the pre-draft process?
Man, it was all great. It was all love, just things they were telling me, things I was good at, things I could improve on, getting to meet everybody in the building. It was great people everywhere I went, and I was just, excited to be up there, get a chance to, get to know some more.
And how would you describe yourself as a player?
A guy who's plays with high IQ, adaptable, explosive, twitchy, can play the run, can rush the passer. And I feel like that's the gist of me.
Where are you joining us from?
Yeah, so I'm in Columbia, South Carolina, and it's just a crazy big party where I'm at, and it's loud in there, so I'm in my car.
Amazing. Tell us more about like who's watching with you, who family and friends are there, what was the reaction like just when you got the call?
Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of like my intermediate family, mom, uncles, aunts, cousins, grandmas, but and a bunch of my friends. When I got a call, it was just, it was hard to hold them tears in. Like, it's kind of life changing, all the things, we've been through, and just happy to get that call. Like, it was exciting.
Not only to be drafted, but for the Bills to trade up for you. What does that mean that they wanted you so badly?
Yeah, it's just I feel like I made a good impression, when we had our visit. Feel like they liked my film a lot, use me.
Awesome. Thank you and congrats.
Thank you.
Hey TJ, Andy Young from Spectrum News here in Buffalo. Congratulations. Tell me a
Yes,
little bit
sir.
about your versatility and the ability to play different positions on the line. Do you feel more comfortable at like a three tech, a one tech? What do you think?
No, wherever coach wants me to play, I feel comfortable. I don't have no problem moving from a one to a five, and just getting reps at it, throughout my years in college, whether we were in practice, whether we were in practice or whether we were in the games, and just adapting to whatever situation coaches put me in.
And what did you know about the Bills as a team, as an organization going into this draft? What were, have been your impressions?
Yeah, last few years, they're having some good years, good playoff runs, leading up to certain points, just a team that we got to get past, and I'm glad to help get that going.
Could you just, what did you weigh? What were, I know you weighed 297 at the combine. What did you play at last season? Was it 305, a little higher than that?
No, I was around that 300 area.
300, yep. And then, what would you say you played most last season? Was it three technique or one technique, or was it about split even?
I think it was about split pretty even.
TJ, where do you think you feel most comfortable in terms of your weight? I know you were 297 at the combine, but what do the Bills want and what would you want?
I say I feel comfortable around like 305, 300 area. That's where I've been training at the last couple of weeks. Feeling good, feeling explosive. Don't feel like I lost a step. So around like that, maybe 5 pounds every, maybe 310 range. I feel like that'd be okay too.
What are the things about the position that you really enjoy? Because I know from looking at your background, you were back and forth between basketball. You weren't feeling it, I think was the quote regarding football. What was it about playing the defensive line that really spoke to you? Because that's a position that a lot of people don't pick.
Yeah, it's just something about D line. I remember when I got my first sack in high school, and I don't know, it made me just feel alive. Like, I just felt alive getting that first sack, and after that, I was just, I was wanting more and more sacks, and getting a scholarship to, do that for college, now getting the chance to do that in the NFL. I feel like just, going out there and getting sacks, disrupting players, man, I feel like that's all the joy it brought from playing D line.
And then just regarding the other part of the play in the interior defensive line, stopping the run, is that something you had as did you have to acquire that taste? Because that's not as fun as tackling quarterbacks.
Actually, not stopping the run. I actually enjoy getting TFLs more than sacks. Well, I used to say when I first started playing, just like getting a guy as soon as he grabs the ball to get start a run, he think he got a gap, and I'm just shutting it down immediately. Like, that also brings me the same type of exhilaration. I also love playing the run. I have no problem with it.
Thanks, TJ. Welcome to Buffalo.
Yes, sir.
Hi, TJ. John Worrell with the Associated Press. Congratulations.
Sir, thank you.
What do you make of the quick transition you've made going into football after, if I read this correctly, only was your senior year of high school in football or in football? And what do you make of how quickly you've made that transition?
Yes, sir. I started in junior year, but just getting into it, I was kind of on the bigger side of things as far as my size in high school. So, like at that point where I was playing at school wise, that wasn't really difficult for me to adjust to. But it was when I got to college where I was like, okay, this is big boy football in the SEC. So, it was definitely an adjustment period, But as far as like the physicality level, I think it was more so as far as like the speed of the game and how fast everything was happening.
What do you credit you adapting so quickly to it? Obviously you're athletic, being able to play basketball, but what do you credit having adapted to this, to that, to football so quickly?
I gotta give all the credit to my coaches. I feel like they had me greatly prepared. Starting with Coach Jimmy Lindsey when I first got to school, teaching me every technical thing there was to teach a D lineman. And just moving on to Coach T Rob, just enhancing, all the things, my mentor especially, just on how to be more of a playmaker. And
And last, yep, go ahead.
nah, that was really it. That was really it.
I'm sorry. And last thing, what do you know of Buffalo?
I know it's cold. And I got something to adjust to, but it won't be a problem. Just happy, I'm happy to be in Buffalo. I know I play for the Buffalo Bills as well.
Just tell us some of your biggest attributes. What would you bring to this Buffalo Bills organization?
Well, I think I bring a high motor guy. A guy who gets after it every snap. Someone who doesn't quit on games, quit on plays. If the game's out of reach or anything like that, I'm always playing to the hardest, highest capabilities that I have, and just a nonstop mentality, honestly.
What are some of the things that you are excited about with playing alongside Ed Oliver?
Someone who's been in the league, been there, done it. Someone who can definitely, I can get under his wing, teach me the ropes, show me things, and know how to be a pro, when I first get there.
How did the game of basketball, teach you some things in football? How did basketball help you translate over?
I think more so of like, just lateral movements, like crossovers or between the legs, things like that. I feel like, on my tape a lot, you see me stunt to another gap, quickly, I feel like that definitely attributed to it. Just being able to have that lateral movement, so sudden. I like to say when I'm stunting, I feel like I'm doing a crossover, got to rock them by and get by them, get to the basket. That's kind of how I describe it.
All right, so you're a chicken wing guy, I'm hoping, right? Are you ready? Are you ready for wings galore? Because this is what you're about to face right now.
Hey
Are you
man,
ranch? Are you ranch or blue cheese?
well, I ain't blue cheese. I can tell you that right now.
So you're joining already a fellow SEC draftee. The Bills selected Maxwell Harrison in the first round. Can you just kind of talk about the competition you've faced playing in the SEC, how that's prepared you for the next level?
Yeah, man. Coming out of high school, South Carolina was my first scholarship. So, just being close to home, it was the SEC. And at the time, still is known as the hardest league in America other than the NFL. And, just wanting to go there. If you can't play in, I feel like if I couldn't play in the SEC, I couldn't play in the league. So, wanting to go to the SEC and really prove myself. Prove that I belong.
Do you know Maxwell at all? Did you get to know him through the draft process? I know you're different positions, but you're both on the defensive side.
Nah, yes, sir. Me and Max, now we got to know each other quite a few. At the Senior Bowl in the combine, that's my guy for sure. I'm ready to play beside him.